This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we're very pleased to be joined by Rebecca Grant of the Lexington Institute, Vice President, to help us with a story that's very fresh. This is trouble in the South China Sea. This is trouble deliberately created by the People's Liberation Army Navy. This is trouble for the President of the United States, no matter the election cycle. Gordon, Scarborough Shoal. We're looking at a photograph taken from overhead. Maybe it was a drone, probably, of a Philippine fishing survey vessel being deluged by water cannon from 2 Chinese, I'm presuming these are Coast Guard vessels, in the South China Sea. They mean to intimidate. Scarborough Shoal, Gordon, recover why that is a contention between the Philippines, it is Filipino property, and China. Good evening to you, Gordon.
Good evening, John. Scarborough Shoal is about 124 nautical miles west of the main Philippine island of Luzon. It guards the mouths to Manila and Subic Bays. It is very close to the Philippines and very far from the nearest Chinese feature. China seized it in 2012. The Obama administration did nothing to enforce an agreement that the Chinese violated when they took Scarborough. In 2016, a tribunal under the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea actually ruled in favor of the Philippines that China's claims to Scarborough and other features in the South China Sea were invalid, but China has continued on nonetheless. And yesterday, the 30th, it was not only water canning of the Philippine vessels, it was also a ramming of a Philippine vessel.
Rebecca, a very good evening to you. CNN reports, in a post on social platform Weibo Tuesday, the China Coast Guard said it had expelled the Philippine vessels for, quote, intruding into the waters, quote, in accordance with the law. What law is that, Rebecca? I'm unfamiliar with that, that you can water cannon a fishing survey vessel inside the waters of a sovereign power. Good evening to you, Rebecca.
Good evening. Well, Xi Jinping must have made up that law in Beijing. What China has done doesn't conform to any maritime law or any international law. As Gordon pointed out, the international law ruling is crystal clear that this is Philippine territory. And even if you're just following good maritime practices, using a water cannon and conducting rammings against these vessels is not in accordance with any law whatsoever. You know, I see this as very provocative. And we have to remember, too, that the Philippines are very different under President Marcos. And I think China is trying to see just how far they can push the Philippines, and by extension, of course, the United States. And China does blame the United States for stirring up all this trouble, if you can believe that.
Gordon, is it important that the president of Philippines, Mr. Marcos, was recently in Washington walking with the president of the United States and the prime minister of Japan? Is that an important detail here that, as Rebecca says, provocative? Are they trying to provoke Tokyo and Washington as well as Manila?
It is important that President Marcos was with Prime Minister Kishida and President Biden on April 11th. This was the first trilateral summit of the three countries. It's formed a grouping that is now called JROPAS, Japan, Republic of the Philippines, and the U.S. And it shows the growing cooperation, which really is the result of these Chinese provocations that we've just been talking about.
You have a question for Rebecca.
Rebecca, you talked about how the Chinese want to see how far they can go. It is my sense, and this is just a guess, that Xi Jinping doesn't want a war right now, but he has made a decision to take the risk that could start a war. Because we've seen the Chinese actions at Scarborough and at Second Thomas Shoal, not to mention those against the Japanese in the Senkakus, that it seems like he is willing to fight. And apparently he is undertaking these actions, which are exceedingly dangerous. What's your sense of Chinese motivation?
Gordon, we've seen Xi Jinping's risk tolerance grow exponentially over even just over the last couple of years. It's easy to date that, of course, from our disastrous pullout of Afghanistan on the other side of the world. But what he is letting his Navy do at this point is right on the line. Remember, the Philippines is a treaty ally for the United States. It goes back to 1951. And in fact, after President Marcos was with President Biden, he went over and met with Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who again came out and reiterated, I'm quoting here, you know, the ironclad defense of the Philippines is U.S. policy, and that an armed attack on a Philippine Armed Forces vessels or aircraft, including in the South China Sea, would invoke U.S. defense commitments. So two things here. One, this is now a military situation that the United States is monitoring closely. I guarantee you there is a P-8 Navy surveillance plane up over that the whole time, and that this is a very big issue for our naval forces and for a 7th Fleet down in that area. And I'm sure there's a daily section in the Pentagon briefing slides about what's going on down there, because getting close enough to scrape paint of the hulls of these ships, as the Navy says, is, you know, what's next? The only thing left now is actual live ammunition. We've seen the water cannons. They've done damage. And it just shows us that China is really willing to risk pushing very, very hard, much more than they did in the past.
Rebecca, there is a theory that China wants Taiwan, but it's discerned that Taiwan is a hard target. So it's going after the Philippines, looking to fragment the society there, intimidate Marcos, because that would be a step closer to taking control of the South China Sea. Do you account for that, that they're picking on what they perceive to be the littlest partner?
Oh, I agree. And the South China Sea, it really is a prize. There's no question that China's been after it for a long time. I mean, the rhetoric, as Gordon knows well, goes back quite a ways. But you're right, John. The real difference here is that while the previous Philippine administration was much friendlier with China several years ago, now Marcos is very closely allied with the U.S. And so I think a lot of this is political, trying to see how hard they can push Marcos. I don't think it's working. You know, Marcos has been there now. This is his second year. He's got a 6-year term. And what we actually see is increasing defense cooperation with the United States and much tighter alliances. So China is, with this ridiculous harassment, is pushing the Philippines straight into the Western camp, which, frankly, I think is a good thing. And I'm glad to see them back. But China really is pushing hard.
Gordon, you observed this several years ago, as I recall, that China was doing all their work for us. That's what we're seeing, right? Everybody signs up to the U.S.'s writ once they see China's bully. Is that the game?
That certainly is. I mean, there's four groupings now. There's the Quad, India, Japan, the United States, and Australia. There's AUKUS, which is the United States, UK, Australia, will probably include Japan in the not-too-distant future. JROPUS that we just talked about, and something called JROKUS, which is Japan, Republic of Korea, and the United States. So the group, you know, the region is coming across to the United States. This is not in China's interest. And you have to wonder what's going on in Beijing, where they're implementing policies that are forcing the region into the arms of Washington.
Rebecca Grant, Vice President, Lexington Institute, Gordon Chang, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.